Tanzina Vega back here on The Takeaway, and I need to play you something from CNN over the weekend. Take a listen.
The document accuses you of being a, quote, agent of a foreign power. Were you?
Jake, this is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading going through those 400-plus page documents.
That's Carter Page, former Trump campaign advisor, speaking with Jake Tapper on Sunday morning. Just a day earlier, the Justice Department released documents related to the government's surveillance of Page. And according to the documents, the FBI believed Page conspired with the Russian government. Shane Harris is an intelligence and national security reporter for The Washington Post, and he's helping us out with this today. Thanks for joining us, Shane.
Hi, it's nice to be with you.
So more than 400 pages in this document from October 2016. What's in the 400 pages and where does Carter Page fit into all of this?
Well, a lot of what's in those pages is redacted. So what we're seeing here is basically the government very methodically trying to draw out for a judge all of the reasons why it thinks that Carter Page is this agent, and therefore they should be monitoring him under this special law that's reserved specifically for tracking spies and for tracking terrorists that are also Americans. So we really kind of get this insight in the fall of 2016 as the FBI is tracking this kind of expanding probe of Russians connected to the Trump campaign, what it thinks it knows about Carter Page, who was then an advisor to the Trump campaign.
Of course, the president over the weekend continues to call this investigation a witch hunt. President Trump tweeted on Sunday that the Justice Department and the FBI, and I'm quoting here, had misled the courts in the early stages of the investigation. Is there any proof of this?
No, and I think there may be actually negative proof of this based on as far as what the president and some Republicans in Congress have suggested, which is that the bulk of this FISA application consisted of the notorious dossier, the so-called Steele dossier. We can certainly see that there are references to information from that dossier and other sources, public sources, in the FISA application, but there's a whole section upon section that is blacked out. And we also see, importantly, in this application that the FBI did disclose that the information from the so-called Steele dossier was, in fact, political opposition research. Republicans in Congress had tried to claim that the government tried to deceive a judge into that. They did, in fact, disclose that. And they said that, nevertheless, we think that Christopher Steele, who generated the information in this report, a former British intelligence officer, was a longtime source to the American government and was reliable and trustworthy.
And where does Devin Nunes fall into all of this?
Devin Nunes, the chairman of the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has been the leading figure in Congress trying to discredit both the dossier but also undermine the legitimacy of this FISA warrant on Carter Page. I don't think this is likely to stop that debate, but Democrats really believe that this has proved their case and would like to just stop this argument that somehow the surveillance of this particular person was politically motivated.
Shane Harris, an intelligence and national security reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Happy to be with you.